from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. You don't have to be one of Google's accountants to know that in the digital world, advertising is where the money's at. And that's why for years, fraudulent companies have been skimming cash with counterfeit ads. Think one of those banners you see on a website or a page of search results that touts the latest fat zapping pill, but it wasn't bought and sold through the normal routes. Sometimes these ads can actually infect your computer with malware, and the latest place to find them is on YouTube. Emily Steele is a reporter for the Financial Times. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
So tell me how this software works.
So typically when you go to YouTube, you'll see a commercial that will play before a video that you are wanting to watch. But once you've downloaded this software, what you'll see is there will be all sorts of extra ads that are littering the page. And some of those are ads from really big brands that you would know and that you would recognize. But then some of the ads do look a little bit sketchy, and they'll direct you to websites that will install viruses or other programs onto your computer.
So why is this happening now? We've seen fraudulent advertising on other sites, but why video ads?
When search advertising and the search market was just really taking off, that's where a lot of the fraud in advertising and the internet took place. And then the big internet companies figured out ways to really crack down, and a lot of the fraudsters would move over to display ads. So those are the ads with pictures and graphics that will show up on the border of your screen when you're visiting different websites. Now, online video is one of the hugest increases of ad spending on the internet today.
So it's a follow the money kind of thing.
Exactly, exactly. And there's some estimates that this is costing companies billions and billions of dollars. And there's a whole bunch of industry task forces to try to prevent these companies and to try to stop them. But as soon as these investigators or as soon as the companies will find out a way to stamp out the schemers, then they'll just crop up and do something else. And so it's kind of this constant arms race.
Emily Steele is a writer for the Financial Times and covered this story. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.